You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time. From your desktop or phone. Start today. Right now, NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is the way that the federal government, we're just learning, is using aggregate information about phone location for immigration enforcement. Let me explain. There's a new story in the Wall Street Journal. And it says that the federal government has been buying data from location aggregators. So we all have apps on our phones that ask for our location. I've turned all mine off. You should probably turn yours off too, but most people don't. So for example, we all have weather apps installed, and it's super useful to have location services turned on. So whenever you open the app, it tells you what the weather is in the location. And the apps are all set up so their default is to get your location as much as possible. And they do that because they take that location data and they sell it. Because it's really useful for marketers and all kinds of people. Well, what I didn't know is that that data is being sold now to the federal government. So it's not specific to individuals. They're not tracking person X or person Y. What they're doing is they're taking people who are arrested or locations where people are arrested and then tracking back to see where they came. Or seeing in areas where they don't expect there to be any human movement, like across the border between the United States and Mexico, where a lot of phones are passing. So maybe there's a tunnel, or maybe there's a crossing route. So all of this data is being bought by the government so they can track illegal border crossings. So one way to look at this is that's super efficient. Right? If you want the federal government to be able to find where people are crossing the border and breaking the law, then this is a good technological tool. Another way to look at it is, wait a second, it's amazing how much information we're constantly giving up, how much privacy we've given up because of these devices, and the federal government is using it for this? So it's probably a story that some people will be delighted by and others absolutely freaked out by, which is often the case in tech. All right, see you on Monday.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.